Audacity Magazine and Events is celebrating a half a decade of amplifying young professionals and small businesses. Join them Saturday, June 1st at Independent Distilling in Decatur, Georgia for their fifth anniversary party running from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Enter the nonprofit raffle benefiting the Lost and Found Youth for a chance to win a prize from one of the event's sponsors. Shop business vendor markets, enjoy music by DJ Hecno Beats, and sip on the Audacity cocktail created especially for this event by the distillery's expert mixologist. This event is absolutely free for guests to attend, no RSVP, no sign-up needed. For more information on the event, visit audacitymagazine.org, and to inquire about sponsorships, email audacitymagonline@gmail.com. That's audacity, M-A-G, online at gmail.com. Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time, where we change the narrative by changing the perspective. I'm Jared Dam, and it's about damn time to have another conversation that changes the way you think and perceive things. The only question is, are you ready? Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I am Jared Dam, back in the building once again. And if you're new here, or maybe if you're not, you might need that little refresher. Don't even worry about it. Don't even sweat it. I got you. Let me lean into the mic so I can tell you. It's About Damn Time is a podcast about self-discovery. It's my personal journey because I am on the road to building a better me. And it's my hope, it is my fondest wish that while you're listening to this, through my conversations that I'm having with people, through the revelations that I'm having in these solo episodes like this one this week, that it puts you in a position that you build a better you. So we are building together. I'm building me up. You building you up. We building each other up. It's synergy. So on the life this week, on the life. So this week, it is about damn time that we take a chance, honey. We are stepping outside of our comfort zone this week, and I'm kind of going through and telling you the process of how I am doing it and how I'm trying to figure that out and how it's kind of helped me to have a better week. Now, granted, this is obviously from the movie Coming to America, and I say obviously because if you didn't think that it was from the movie or you didn't get the reference, I don't know if we could be friends. So we didn't seriously start evaluating shit, if you didn't know that. So it's like towards the end where, you know, Eddie Murphy's character, you know, then already told, you know, Lisa that, you know, hey, you know, I am the Prince of the Moon, but I love you. And, you know, I ain't soiling my royal oats, whatever. He gives him lets his heart open. And there's an older lady that looks at him like, he says that classic line. Okay, well, she doesn't really say that classic line. The line she actually said, because I had to go back and look it up, the line she actually said was, "Go ahead, honey, take a chance." But you know how us black folk do with song lyrics and movie quotes. You know, it might be a little certain. You get the gist, right? Plus, you know, that was kind of my theme for this past week and this past weekend. Plus, I tried typing the other way into the show notes and everything. It wasn't clicking. It wasn't. So, take a chance, honey. That's what we rolling with. So, that's what we're doing. We're taking a chance, honey. And the inspiration behind this is because last week, look, You see this energy. You're feeling this energy that I'm giving to you right now. Because what a difference a week makes. Because last week, it wasn't that I was depressed. You know, it just some things was popping. You know, that I didn't want to pop. Like I'm not satisfied right now with life, and that's okay to actually admit that. what is not okay is to admit that and then not do anything about it. But, you know, whether it's me reflecting because it's, you know, it's the end of the first quarter, or maybe it's towards my birthday, I always tend to reflect during that time frame, or even during like Mercury retrograde, where one of the things that, you know, that people tell you that into the wishy shit, like Steffi Kiss, who will be my guest next week on the podcast, they'll tell you to do is to reflect during this time frame. So either all three, put them all together. And then they had the solar eclipse last week too on top of that. So all that, I'm sitting there reflecting your new beginnings and things of that nature. I'm just like, yeah, bow, 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 let's hit it. And it just got me thinking, like, you know, how can I become more satisfied with things going on in my life? And I can do what I normally do, which is, you know, complain and kind of whine about it and, you know, get in my feelings and distract myself with Marvel television or movies or, you know, some or drink something not constructive. Right. But I decided to do something a little different. I'm like, you know what? Maybe we can just do something outside of our comfort zone. Like when you're in a rut and you're kind of struggling, you got to just do something that you don't normally do. Right. And that's what I have decided to do, to take a chance. And, you know, there's different ways that you can take chances. Obviously, personally, I can stand to take chances. If I'm being real, I'm here a lot. In damn studios here, what you're looking at, which is what you see in my living room, I'm here in this apartment a lot. A lot. A lot. I go to work once a week, and I'm pretty much here. Like, you know, most times when people call me, you know, they know the number that they call me, and especially if they FaceTime me, they're generally shocked when they see me that I'm not here. They're like, you're in the car going somewhere? Especially Brooklyn, the most shady. Professionally, I've been in the same position for 6 years. I am a little stagnant on that for my 9-to-5 when it comes to the podcasting part of that professionalism. That last P, well, that's not that simple. So I'm a little there too. And if I'm gonna be completely honest, I'm trying to be a little bit more transparent on here. I can't just give you with all the lottie die. I gotta get you with everything. I probably could stand to be a little bit more out of my comfort zone when it comes to intimate relationships. Like if I'm being honest, I'm very much in a pocket and operate in that. Anything outside the pocket, it feels uncomfortable, and I'm like, I don't know about it. Just being real. I think with those three different things, there are things that you can make changes. And so I had to figure out, what does that change look like for me? I had to figure out, because I'm not a big gambling, take a chance type of person. You ain't going to see me in a casino gambling and be like, let it ride. That ain't me. Wrong Butler sibling. Talk to my sister Orion. Which I saw a story this past weekend from her social media account at somebody's casino, taking them for all they got. Sounded like she sounded. But no, that ain't me. I am very much risk adverse. I am very much the person that will, you know, I take a chance, but I'm testing the waters to see how hot that water is. So I won't give you this whole thing about like, just take a chance, just go for the gusto, go broke, it don't matter. No, it fucking matters. Please, I got kids to feed. So it is fucking matters. So I just kind of figure out what that looks like for me. How taking a chance is. But it wouldn't be me if I go like completely nerdy and be like, well, what's the benefits of me actually taking a chance? So y'all know me. I got the research for you. I got you. And with summer.harvard.edu, which I didn't know Harvard had this little summer school blog thing that they got going on there. It's part of their continuing education thing. You know, in this blog post about leaving your comfort zone, said, you know, it gave you some benefits of doing it. One, you know, to achieve your goals. Can you really achieve your goals if you can't step out of your comfort zone? If your goals are at this high level and you're currently at this medium to low level, if you stay there, how can you achieve the goal? So you do have to do some reaching for that growth. Growth is out of your comfort zone. You don't grow in your comfort zone. And growth is uncomfortable. So that's one thing. Two, it boosts your self-confidence. And I gotta tell you, every time in the past of my life where I stepped outside of my comfort zone, if I'm being retrospective, it's always turned out good. Even if it was bad, there was a lesson. It was something that put me in a different direction. But it's always turned out good, whether it was me going off to college, whether it was me becoming a resident assistant in college and going through all these organizations, whether it's moving to Atlanta the first time around with $100 in a duffel bag of clothes, whether it's moving back the second time with four of us in a two-bedroom apartment. You know, the job that I had prior to the job that I have now, leaving that job that I was with for 13 years, going to this job, which has paid me more money and gave me time enough to do a podcast, starting a podcast. Like, all these different things has built my self-confidence. And I'm not the same dude that I was in 2020 when I was starting this podcast and I was still on Victor Telix. That's a certain swagger you got here. This is a certain feeling of accomplishment. This is just something like, okay, here's what we're not going to do. It's like last week when I on my story, we're like, I'm not going to give you no bullshit. I'm not going to give you no bullshit. And so there's a confidence level. And I heard the ladies love the confidence. Sensational. I had to do it. All right, number three. Expanding your world, and it does expand your world. Like, again, if you're only limited, and I know people, I'm about to get you. Some of y'all go holler, but a hit dog go holler. I know some people that live in my hometown. It's not that they live in my hometown because they love living in my hometown. Some of them do. Some of them live in my hometown because they are afraid to leave because they don't know nothing about St. Louis. They don't know nothing about Las Vegas. They don't even know nothing about Dallas, minus going to the Galleria and shopping for a little bit and getting something to eat and head their ass right back to Shreveport. They don't know. And they don't want to know because it's scary. But by stepping outside of your comfort zone and you expanding your world, You are going to be more confident. You are going to achieve your goals, but you are going to experience the big parts of this world. You won't just be eating McDonald's hamburgers. You might try some different foods. You might see some different cultures. You might see some different things. You might find a occupation or a person or a passion that was not there, that was not right there in front of your eyes, that now you can't see yourself not being a part of. Again, going back to podcasting, for me, I was writing blogs. And I was barely doing that because I was a little nervous about doing that shit. No, not sharing all my feelings. Or if I share it, what is somebody going to say? Like, no. I was like, all right, this is what we doing. And now I'm talking with my hands and moving around and saying all this stuff. So I've expanded my world. And now I cannot see my life without podcasting, even though sometimes I want to quit. I mean, I'm a complex individual. Don't at me, okay? But I can't see my life without podcasting. So I'm doing it. It's expanding my world. The next thing, building resilience. So, y'all, ain't nothing like challenging yourself. No, scratch that. Ain't nothing like challenging yourself and falling flat on your motherfucking face. Ain't nothing like it. Because when you do that shit, and then you have to pick yourself up, check your lip to see if it bleed, dust yourself off, and get back on that thing, oh, you in there. Ask me. how I know. And it goes all the way back to my Knight Rider bicycle. When my mama took the training wheels off that bug, I fell a lot of times on 3587 Alma Road. I fell a lot of times on that street, up and down that street. And I had a couple of busted lips and some scars, but I could ride a bike. And now I may can ride a bike. I don't know. I don't want, you know what? I do want to test it. I'm going to step out of my comfort zone and do that. I'm going to go back. I'm going to try it out. I'm going to see. But it built the resilience. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, if I fall, if I stumble, it's not the end of the world because I stepped out, because I've done it a couple times and I've fallen and I got back up and I was good. So it's not the end of the world. You know those people that's like the Chicken Little, you know, oh my God, the sky has fallen when some major shit happened. That's because they never stepped out their comfort zone. You ain't never stepped out your comfort zone. So, of course, when bad shit happened, you like, the sky is falling. It's the end of the world. I don't know what's happening. I know what's happening. It's called adversity. Dust yourself off. You learn that when you step out of your comfort zone. And the final thing that's a benefit of stepping outside your comfort zone and taking that chance, honey, would be giving yourself self-agency. Jared, what the fuck are you talking about? Okay, gotcha. Stepping outside your comfort zone, often you will learn more about yourself and gain more control over how you want your life to look and what you want to do with it. Now, if that ain't this might be the biggest one. For me, bro? For me, boy, this is the biggest one for me because, like, I be struggling. I've documented several times on this show that a lot of times I don't be knowing what the fuck I want. I don't. I'm just here coasting. Even when I'm going out with somebody, they want to get something to eat. Where you want to eat? I eat wherever. Like, what you want to do today? Oh, no. You want to sit there and put me in a bind when you have my mind meld? Ask me what I like to do. Jared, what would you like to do? I don't know, but by stepping outside my comfort zone to try different things, I can figure that shit out. So I can sit there and, for example, be like, people be like, you know, having these, you know, drinking beer and all these different types of beers and everything. I want to try that. Do I like beer enough to do that? I don't know. Went to Taco Bat, started drinking these beers, joined this beer university. I learned about me drinking like dark beers, like stouts and stuff. I like, yeah, I like those. I would have never thought that. You know, so now I can navigate. Oh, I might like going to brewery. So I might like going to this beer and wine festival. Or, I'm trying to go to the Oktoberfest in Germany. Hey, there's beer there. So with me trying just to go around the corner to the local Taco Mac around the corner for me, now I'm brainstorming a whole trip to Germany. I mean, maybe not this year. But next year, I can put it on my agenda. I'm giving self-agency. I'm learning about myself to help me go to the next level, take it to a whole nother level. That's what I'm doing. So downfalls of taking a chance, it's really just this simple. You get stuck doing the same shit that you always doing. All the fucking time. That's it. Over and over and over again. Sorry, I'm thinking about this quote on wrestling when Roman Reigns was saying it to John Cena. He was like, you come out doing the same thing over and over and over again. It's like doing missionary every night. Shout out to missionary though, because you know you can spice that up. But that's a different podcast, a different topic. I'm just keeping it real. I'm telling you, I'm having a good day. But it's just, but the downfalls of it, look, you're not growing. You're stagnant. You're not moving forward. You probably had the same frame of thinking that you had. And that thinking was only crafted by your own personal history, your family members and loved ones and their experiences, not your own. And, you know, what you've been exposed to, whether it's through like media, social media, you know, he said, she said, whatever. That's it. So if you don't step outside of your comfort zone, you don't know about you. All you know is what you know. If you eat a hamburger and all you put on your hamburger is ketchup only, and you like, no, nah, I like my burgers plain, ketchup only. Have you tried cheese on your hamburger? Because they do make that. They make that shit. Have you threw some garlic aioli on that joint? Maybe some, you know, some handcrafted pickles that they made? A little egg that's a little bit runny? Okay, that might be too much for you. It might be too much for you. Sounds delicious to me. I might need a burger after this. But it might be too much for you. But you won't know unless you try, unless you get out of your comfort zone, unless you take a chance. That's what it's all about. So here's what I learned. Here's what I did. Because I don't want to keep me in the dark. We talking there. We having the whole conversation. So here's what I did to take a chance. Number one, when it comes professionally, I am searching for another job. I am putting myself out there. I crafted my resume. I am actively job searching because I have a particular set of skills. and even if it's not just because of the pay and everything else, like just being in a role for so many years and it's monotonous and it's the same thing, that's not going to give me the new experience that I need. That's not going to challenge me to be better. So pushing step out of my comfort zone for the first time in almost 6 years. The other P of my professional, the podcasting P, I'm not settling. Yes, there are other producers out there that do different things, and they might do live production, and they might do this, and I'm more of the remote production. Like, and I got certain apps that I'm nice on, and I don't know all those apps that they nice on. Yet. I don't know them yet. But that doesn't mean that I won't know them. And that don't mean that I ain't fucking nice now. So what I'm putting out there, what I'm doing, what I am producing for people, I can't be doing the free shit, the halfway free shit no more. Quite frankly, a guy is tired of putting his own money into his business account. I was going to keep it real with you. You gotta know yourself, know your worth, nigga. That's not me. My words to Drake. And I don't know where I go around quoting Drake, but on that song. So I'm taking a chance on that. Cool still the stuff. I've been going in. I forgot about the other stuff. The personal. I gotta do more things for me. And I gotta be okay with letting people down. For example, I am not going to see my daughter this weekend for her birthday. That hurts me. But when I start looking at everything, I start looking at how things go from a financial standpoint right now. When I start looking at how things are going for the things that I want to do for myself and for her, because I don't want to just be there and be like, I'm here to watch you eat at a restaurant and I'll be like, I'll get your gift later. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard decisions like that. And so that sits with me hard. It's still sitting with me hard. But, you know, we had a talk and we're good. I'm going to check back in with him, see if we're still good. And, you know, yeah, it's that. And for me, it may be that. It may be those times where I don't answer the phone for you, even though you want me to, even though the expectation is set that I do that. But I kind of want to sit there and do my own thing. I kind of want to sit there and relax. I kind of wanted to figure out some stuff on my end, do some things that I want to do. So it's hard. And, you know, maybe take an impromptu trip, which I did. This past weekend, I took an impromptu trip. Not a lot of people knew where I was. I enjoyed it. You know, look, you can sit there. Did you know that you can pay plane tickets in installments after your flight? If you did not know, or maybe you did know, but you just step outside your comfort zone to actually do that, allow me to let you know that that's what you can do. And that's what I did. So my little weekend getaway, which was not a bad type of deal as far as cost, my little weekend getaway was awesome. It was amazing. And I'll be paying on that for another 5 months. But it wasn't that expensive. So, yeah. Well, you know, and that's it. We got some things to work on. So, you know, then, yeah, am I trying to skip over the intimacy, romantic part and everything? Kind of want to, but, you know, I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. And, you know, I don't know what the situation holds for me, but I probably could do a lot better. I could do a lot better with that. And I want to do better with that. I can't sit here in this apartment all alone, you know, waiting on Brooklyn to be successful to put me in a nursing home, or hopefully let her dad stay with her, you know, that way I can talk to him like, "How was your day, honey?" I gotta do better. So, you know, so we're working on it. We are figuring this stuff out. We are being methodical and intentional with our risk taking. I am not telling you to sit there and just buy swamp land and turn it into farmland in Florida. I'm not telling you to shoot for the moon if you ain't never shot past your porch. I am simply telling you what I always tell you each and every day. Each and every time on the show, in one form or another, be 1% better than you were the day before. 1%. You got this. That's all the time I got this week, y'all. That's all we working with. You know, real short, real sweet, to the point, knocking it out, killing it, as only Jarrett damn Butler can. So until next time, I will see you next week.
Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.